Daily Light, December the 31st, morning. The Lord your God carried you, as a man carries his son, all the way that you went until you came to this place. I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. In his love and in his pity he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. Like an eagle that stirs up its nest, that flutters over its young, spreading out its wings, catching them, bearing them on its pinions, the Lord alone guided him. Even to your old age I am he, and to grey hairs I will carry you. I have made and I will bear, I will carry and will save. This is God, our God for ever and ever. He will guide us for ever. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. Do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. For your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. Till now, the Lord has helped us. Oh, the Lord your God carried you as a man carries his son all the way that you went until you came to this place. Deuteronomy 1:31 and Exodus 19:4, Isaiah 63:9, Deuteronomy 32:11-12, Isaiah 46:4, Psalm 48:14, Psalm 55:22, Matthew 6, verses 25 and 32. 1 Samuel 7, verse 12. Daily Light, December the 31st, evening. There remains yet very much land to possess. Not that I have already obtained this, or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. You therefore must be perfect. Make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and virtue with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and with all discernment. What no eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who love him. These things God hath revealed to us through the Spirit. So then there remained a Sabbath rest for the people of God. Your eyes will behold the King in his beauty. They will see a land that stretches afar. Oh, there remains yet very much land to possess. Joshua 13, verse 1. And Philippians 3, 12. Matthew 5, 48. 2 Peter 1, 5-7. Philippians 1, 9. 1 Corinthians 2, 9-10, Hebrews 4:9, and Isaiah 33:17.